Warby Parker, you've heard the name. You're probably intimidated by it because it's usually fashionable people like me and Essie Cup who say it.
It sounds to me like when I hear Warby Parker, I'm like, well, that's above my pay grade.
Right, right. And That's the thing. It's not at all. Warby Parker glasses actually start at $95. They're extremely stylish. You get scared sometimes buying things online. I know I always do. Mm-hmm. I'm like, scared. I'm like, it's not going to fit, whatever. Warby Parker has a try at home try on thing where they send you 5 pairs.
You got it in the office.
Yeah, you get it, and you do a little fashion show.
I've never been more jealous. I popped on the black ones, the black like matte pair,
and they said you look like Superman.
Somebody called me Clark. Rhea called me Clark Kent immediately, and I was like, sold, done. I'm going to get like the ones with the fake frames and just wear them all the time.
They're unbelievable. If you want to get glasses, you need to have Warby Parkers. You have to.
Well, and also, everybody deep down somewhere wants to get glasses.
Everywhere it starts
in like elementary school. You want to break your arm and get a cast. You want to have like weird things, ailments, so you can. You want to have like braces so you can get like the color of rubber bands on them. And then you rock the glasses too, and you're like, oh yeah. The rest of us were like, we have good eyes, and it's like, you don't even get that fashion accessory. Especially, and now when you're like old, I'm like, I would just rock them all the time.
Yeah, just get fake ones too. Yeah,
I think I'm going to do the Russell Westbrook and just be like, yep.
You can do that by going to warbyparker.com/KFC, start your free home try-on. You get 5 pairs of glasses, try them on for 5 days, no obligation to buy, ships free, you get the prepaid return label. It's all on Warby Parker. They start at $95, including prescription lenses. And you want to get a little philanthropy in your system? Every pair you buy, a pair goes to someone in need.
Oh, come on.
So, I mean,
talk about two birds with one stone.
You can get glasses, feel good about yourself, look good, and do something good.
And you don't even have to get off your couch.
Don't have to do shit.
That's the best.
It comes right to you.
Was it warbyparker.com/KFC?
Warbyparker.com/KFC.
Go get it. All right, it's another edition of KFC Radio. We're here on we're recording on a Monday. It's our first episode of the week. It's gross out again, and I really thought we turned a corner into the summer, and I thought we were going to roll in hot this week right into Memorial Day, and it's like right back to like winter. It's gross.
Today was my first day, like happy to leave the house again. It's because dude, it's just so fucking gross in the city.
It's the worst city.
It's disgusting.
I hear you, but it's when it's raining. And you're right in that in-between where, like, I'm a little bit hot, but I'm a little bit cold. I get, like, a chill, but I'm sweating at the same time. I hate that. Hate that.
Yeah, but that's just because you're sick. We just decided that.
Probably. That's probably true. It's like, oh, I got the chills and the sniffles. And it's because of the weather. It's like, no, dude, you're sick.
Dude, the heat here, and I don't want to turn this into a podcast bitching about weather. We're not really marketing to my grandfather. But it's so oppressively hot.
It's disgusting, dude. It's because this place is unnatural. It's like, let's make a giant concrete fucking frying pan, cram a billion people in there, and there's going to be, you know, the sun beating down on black pavement all the time. Great. Great idea. And great fucking idea.
You just walking a block, you start sweating, and then I just sit in the office sweating all day because I have like a Costanza. Once I start, I can't stop.
Right.
And like my back's itchy. I can feel it running down. It's the worst. It's just the worst.
Dude, so last week we were talking about the tale of me at the bar when we were going through the rules of your summer share house, and I told the story of how I doused that chick with a beer.
Yes.
Well, we got a follow-up email. I love a good follow-up. I love when I can do a follow-up story from week to week on the podcast. And this dude emails us. He says, Big Stoolie here. Kind of random, but the trashy chick in Manasquan that KFC was talking about 28 minutes into this week's podcast, married my buddy in September. She is pretty trashy, but she has a slightly different account of the story. Mostly the part about her throwing her drink on the roommate. She always made it clear she just tried to dance with KFC, and he just dumped a beer on her.
I wish that one was true.
Yo, you know what?
Chicks, gross.
So do I. I wish that was true, too. Like, bitches try to dance up on me, like, be gone. Bow! I wish I was cocky like that. It's kind of a major element of the story to leave out that you hit my roommate in the face with, like, a 16-ounce vodka soda.
I like how it's still the roommate, too. Like, even when I was just hearing that, I was like, big deal, it's your fucking roommate. Like, no, it's the roommate.
Capital T, capital R, the roommate. I mean, girl, that's slander.
Yeah, but
she's running around the Jersey Shore telling people I just doused her with a beer for no good reason.
Look, It's not nice to do. Every story I tell is missing key parts that would affect my...
Your likability in the situation. Yeah.
Huge parts I'll leave out of stories.
Half the story.
I will make up a new story with the very loose guidelines of what happened in reality to make myself come out looking like either the victim or the victor.
That is true. I can't knock that. There was actually, after it happened, I remember seeing her out at Parker House. And, like, kind of caught eyes a couple times and was like, oh, that's the girl that I just doused in beer. And she was kind of, like, looking at me, waiting for me to make eye contact again. And I will not lose that game of chicken, by the way. That will not happen. Like, you're trying to, like, make eyes with me and, like, connect so you can either come over or talk shit or whatever. And I know that's what's going on. You're never going to see my eyes ever again.
No, never.
Fucking Medusa, I ain't looking at you.
That's something I think we've talked about before. We kind of developed, too. As we're pseudo in the public eye, you develop
I can feel a dude looking at you right now.
I can feel your eyes in the back of my
head. It's so weird.
It's not fun. It's not a fun. It's like the sixth sense. It's like not a sense you want to have.
You have like the hair on the back of your neck stands up. It's like, oh, there's a frat bro looking at me. It is a palpable feeling.
I credit that girl for keeping it as close to the story as she did. Because if I was her, it would have been like you were trying to dance with me and I dumped a beer on you.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, are there people out there who's just like, oh, wow, you tried to dance with KFC and he just fucking annihilated you with a beer. Sounds like the KFC I know. Like, what? If people are out
it
there.
It does. I can see it. Sure.
No.
Yeah, please.
No.
Please.
I don't like confrontation. I'm not trying to do that.
Yeah, that's true. I would dance with that girl for the rest of my life rather than
dating. You say it all the time, yeah.
We're dancing. Next thing I know, we're dating. Next thing I know, we're married. Like, I have kids because I was too afraid to go, I don't feel like dancing.
And the only reason I did it is because I had to defend the roommate's honor. And I was kind of on the other girl's side. I was like, you fucking threw the first punch. I just had to do it, though.
That was a real tale of heroism.
It was
kind of glossed over, but it was... That was standing up for your girl.
It was as selfless as it gets, man. I was ready to fucking get clocked.
I'll tell you what,
for that.
I know for a fact I would never do that.
You know what? You'd surprise yourself. Because
I don't think I would.
Because what ran through my mind
I've ever surprised myself. I think what I predict I would do is almost always what I do.
It was not a moment of heroism like I need to defend my lady's honor. Within a half a second, what ran through my brain was like, if I don't do this, I'm never going to hear about it at the end of it tonight, tomorrow, the next night, the next 10 years. Like, what ran through my head was self-preservation and the path of least resistance. Like, well, I need to do something. I can't punch the girl. I have this beer in my hand. Let's go. That all processed in 0.4 seconds.
See, I really don't like to say that I'm a contrarian because I'm really not, but I just have this instinct to disagree with people, which I believe is like the exact definition
that
of
is
a contrarian.
100% a contrarian.
But it's like I enjoy fighting like with words,
bro. Preaching in the choir. I mean, you know, you have to explain yourself to me.
So like in that situation, I can see that situation playing out if it was me, and it would be like I would go whoa, and then later there would be a fight like, why didn't you stick up for me? And I would take the other girl's side. I know I would. I'd be like, you started it. Why did you start it? You put a drink on her first.
And that is another edition of Adolescent versus Dadolescent. That is why you are who you are and I am who I am. The fact that you were just like, well, I mean, I'll just side with the girl who just fucking doused my chick with a beer is
And the thing is, like, who am I to disagree with someone who has sex with me? Like, I don't
I'll tell you who. You're
kind of
not
power.
One single person. No. You are in no position to put down the girl who allows you inside of her at all. In
at
any way,
all.
Shape, or form.
At all, but I would.
You would.
I absolutely would.
Contrarian.
I would definitely. I just know it. I know. I can see the whole night in my head. In fact, I think I lived this night in a past life because I know exactly the words that are said and the motions that are made, and I know I blame her.
Hey, whoever said, I mean, dating John Feidelberg, what a blessing.
It ain't easy.
You get like assaulted in public, your fault.
She did start it.
She did kind of start it. But these girls were being trashy. They kind of started it. She just threw the first punch in the form of a spill of a drink.
Throwing the first punch is widely accepted as how you start a fight.
Yeah, but sometimes people are asking for it. I'll tell you what, you're about to get in trouble with my wife by your take here.
I know there's a snitch or two at her office. No one fucking snitch on this one.
Yeah, also, Feidelberg slapped my wife in the face once. That's just
see,
a fact.
This is what we were just talking about, how stories get twisted.
That's just a stone cold fact.
It was a touched face. It was a touched face.
Also too much.
Too much, don't get me wrong, yes.
You know what? It might have been
you know
like
what?
The same. It was the same summer, by the way.
You should have dumped a beer on my head.
Well, you know what's funny is I'm sure at one point she was probably like, I got these sluts dropping drinks on me. I got your coworker slapping me in the face. Fuck this bar stool thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Feidelberg was all blacked out, and you just give her a nice little slap on the face.
I think my girlfriend at that time fell asleep at the table at that meal and wasn't the drunkest person.
That ever. Was a tour de force of alcoholism from you and your girlfriend at the time.
Oh, my God. It was like...
Also, that girl, I think, would have gone home with me that night. She was that into Barstool at the time. I remember being like... I think this girl's putting out some vibes right now. She was something. Imagine if I just like brought Feidelberg on as my intern and I just fucked his girlfriend. Could have definitely happened.
That was like we got so drunk. That was like a day party. We were there during the day.
Maybe
right?
a darty?
It was darty, yeah. And then we went home.
Time dartying.
We went home after that and
oh, this is great.
We were having sex and I don't know how we were having sex because we were both the drunkest people on earth. And my room at that time in Newport, in New York, was so, so small. So it was like the bed basically, you had to get into bed, you couldn't walk around the room. You opened the door and just had to jump on the bed, and that was the entire room.
Right.
And so we're having
the door
sex.
Like opened outwards, right?
Right. Yeah. So we're having sex in my room, and I don't know what move I tried to pull, but I ended up just throwing her out of the room, like through the door. The door flung open. She landed in the middle of my living room with like my roommate having something of a party, naked. And then her response to getting thrown out of a room. And again, this wasn't intentional. Like, I wasn't mad. It was we were having sex.
Yeah.
It was like a
in the throes of passion.
Right. And her response to that was she just stood up and started dancing naked for everybody. I had to like crawl out of the room and be like, hey, come back in here, back in here.
Fucking like get a leash out. Get in here.
So that's how drunk we were that day.
I mean, so many things, so many different directions to go with here. First of all, I'll just say the obvious, maybe red flag. Not the girl you want to like be monogamous with,
Kevin. If you
if you
that
knew
was the
only
first
yeah.
red flag, that was the 99th red balloon. That was I waited around for about 300 more, but that wasn't the first. That wasn't the first time me going.
This is a strange reaction.
Something askew with this relationship.
Number two, imagine just being your roommates. I mean, I can't even imagine like the sounds and the noises that were coming from that room prior to that move. So they're just like hanging out with their friends, and you're just hearing like headboards smashing, people screaming.
I think I put her in a suplex.
I was gonna say, knowing you guys, she was probably like tapping out. She was probably screaming in pain, and then she just comes flying out the door, like whap! Door flies open, naked chick flying out,
rolls in like a cartoon, like whoop 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 whoop. Yeah. You got like the. The wind things behind her.
Dust kicking up behind her.
It was like Sonic. Like she was collecting coins. She just rolled out of the room.
And then, so she just starts dancing. You come in and corral her and like basically continue raping her in the bedroom.
Oh,
hey,
right.
Whoa.
Oh,
whoa.
Come on.
And,
what is that?
I mean.
What is that all about? All
right. Hard R. I'm saying you continue like.
We had drunk sex.
Right. But you were, like, throwing her out of doors and shit.
Look, it was a passionate lovemaking session.
So that brings me to my third point.
And first of all, I got hit more than she did when we did that stuff.
That's
so,
true.
And I hated it. Don't fucking hit me. It's so annoying.
Yeah, but I want to hit you. Don't hit me, but I'm going to slap you around a little bit.
I actually am not even, that's, I'm
know,
not for that.
I know, you're a big pussy.
I know, you're a little
such
bit.
Such a prude.
I don't have the desire to fucking punch chicks in the face for having sex.
Just throw them, like, through doors and shit.
That was an accident!
But so that brings me to my third point. Like, what do you think you were doing that sent a girl flying through a doorway?
I think I know exactly what it was. I think.
By the way, that means you know exactly what it was.
I don't know. I don't know what it was.
What was it, John?
No, I really don't know. I really don't know. I think. I honestly think I was. This is going to be so hard to explain.
Try us.
Like, she was on top. And I was trying to switch it to doggy, but not in the conventional way. I was trying to basically like
flipper,
put her over my head and go under, under the bridge.
Holy cow!
Brandon's face is just like, what the fuck?
That is the most ambitious sex move I think I've ever heard in my life. You were gonna throw her in the air like a pizza dough and slip underneath.
Not I was going to.
You
did it. I was just too strong.
You just threw her.
It wasn't. It was a move that I didn't calculate my strength, and I ended up. It was like I was like, there's no way I'm gonna be able to pull this off. And then I really, really did.
I really threw her.
I pulled it off and then some.
Wow. That's great all around that, like, you did it and we're kind of probably like, oh, shit.
I might have been just trying to throw up onto the face, too. That's also.
You might have what?
Just been trying to, like, push her up onto the face. Little face sitting session.
It's all on the table.
Who knows what was
happening. The fact that you were like, all right, I'm going to just toss her. The fact that your roommates were like, oh. There she is again. Like, the fact that she just rolled with it. This was all so common in all of your worlds that it's just absolutely spectacular.
This is my life for like 2 years, man.
Absolutely amazing. That's it. That's amazing. I'd sign up for that kind of shit right fucking now.
Yeah, it's a grass is greener situation, man. Don't get me wrong. It's a lot of fun.
Your grass is that grass was lush and green. Fun to roll around and grab, eat, and all that shit. We're going to run through a whole slew of news stories and current events here today on KFC Radio. It's brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best way, the smartest, and easiest way to buy and sell tickets to live events on the secondary market. They should include Feidelberg live sex. You should work at like the box in Manhattan. Just
I
a live
should
sex
do it.
Show. Yeah. I would pay to watch you fucking flipping girls around like through doors.
Listen,
and shit.
The body I have now is the
very
body
different.
I had then.
Yeah, I would pay for that, John. You now, you'd pay me to watch that shit. You can get tickets to sporting events, to concerts, to comedies, to theater. Anything you're going to go watch live, SeatGeek has got you covered. Saves you time and money because it searches multiple ticket sites to compare all the prices. So every ticket on the secondary market is put together in an easy-to-read chart so you know that you're getting all the available options and you know you're bang for your buck on exactly what you're buying. Right now, use the promo code KFC. You're going to get $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. So download the free SeatGeek app, go to settings, click add a promo code, type in KFC, get $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase today. We begin with a topic that I touched upon last week on Barstool Radio, but John, I got to do it with you. People are marrying themselves in a phase, in a fad called soligamy, like solo monogamy. It's going on in, where else? Brooklyn. It was the girl being interviewed for it says, I was getting sick and tired of people asking me when I was getting married, so I married myself. John looks like he just smelled a fart.
Fucking. Okay, here's the deal. Can you break your vows of marriage?
No. If you marry yourself, you gotta be soligamous.
So you can only fuck yourself.
Correct. This is the worst deal ever. It's the only thing worse than monogamy is soligamy.
I don't know. I mean, look.
No, that's true. Actually, you're right. Never mind. Marriage is the worst.
It's
sex-wise, though, it's...
It's a thing that has its appeal, don't get me wrong. But you could just be single and that's the exact same thing.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta go, like, you go to Canada and you like get papers and shit like that to marry yourself. You wear cards, you wear wedding bands, and they have affirmation cards and vows and shit from this website.
You have to go to Canada? I'd do it right now. I'll do it right now.
I mean, that's it. You have to. You have to marry yourself.
Do you have to go to Canada?
No, I think we can go. I think it's called like marryyourself.com. We'll just get you married.
Okay. Yeah, I'll get married. I'll do it. Fuck it.
Anderson just celebrated her 1 year anniversary with a solo trip to Mexico.
But what if?
Oh, wait, how about this? She said even, this is cheating. So even though she's married to herself, she's dating and open to marrying another person. No,
yeah,
that's
okay,
it. Okay. No, no, no. No, no, no,
no.
No,
I'm marrying myself.
No, no, no. You marry yourself, you get nothing but that pussy for the rest of your life.
What about my dick?
Yeah, your dick, her pussy.
That's fine. I'm going to cheat, but that's fine.
Yeah. You're just
gonna I'm going to cheat on myself.
Well, what's the worst that happens? You find out. You're just going to be mad at yourself?
I cheat on myself with everything every single day. Like, I have so many ideas where I'd like to remain pure to, and I don't. So this would just be another one. Just put it on the list.
I mean, I'm constantly lying to myself
right.
at all times about everything I do and more importantly, don't do.
I'm more truthful with other people than I am with myself, and I almost exclusively lie to other people.
I was going to say, I never tell the truth to other people.
Right.
So I'm always lying to myself and others.
I still say things to myself, like, every single day that are lies, like, just like
all times.
I'm gonna start eating healthy. I'm gonna start working out. I'm gonna start saving money. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. I mean, those are all lies, but I tell myself every day. So I would have a relationship with myself that's as bad as any marriage. If I was married to myself, it would be.
I hate you.
Yeah,
I've been married to you for 5 years. I hate you.
Yeah, no, I would definitely have those fights with myself.
I mean, you already do.
I already do. Yeah, it's just now.
Official. It's the ring on the finger.
It gets a little. A little pomp, a little pageantry to it when I'm yelling about, you know, I'm fighting with my husband now. I'm fighting with my inner soul.
Getting married is so dumb. Getting married to yourself is just.
This is something that always kind of rubs me the wrong way. When this, something like this is pitched, when they say people are doing this, literally, had like three people done this?
A person. One person, and they were probably paid by, like, marryyourself.com or whatever the fuck the website is.
See, that's the shit. That's the problem with the fucking internet.
Yeah, man.
Everything's like people are. We talk about it all the time. People are. And it's either a good thing, like, hey, look what you're missing out on, or it's a bad thing to be like, hey, come get mad about this, too. It's never just like, here's a story. Like, this woman married herself.
Right. They have to make it multiple.
People are marrying themselves. You wouldn't believe it. Like, fuck you, man.
Literally the headline. People are marrying themselves. It's called polygamy. They go on to write the article. It's just one person in the article.
It's so fucking annoying. I know it's all the clicks and it's business. It's fucking stupid. It's so dumb that like how everything is pitched, whether it's positive or negative, is like you are on the outside because you haven't heard about this yet. You got to come click this story. It's like, it's a story about some dumb fucking cunt. Yeah, I said cunt in Brooklyn marrying herself.
Hard R words.
Why is that,
hard C words.
Why is that a fucking viral story? Fuck her and fuck the dude who wrote this story.
I'm with you. We are not going to say fuck you to this guy, though, over in Ireland. His name is Danny Healy Ray. And he has this whole platform where he says, don't eat and drive. Now, when I first saw that, I thought he meant, like, when you go to the drive-thru, like, don't reach over to the passenger and grab, like, French fries out of the bag when you're driving because it's dangerous.
Which is true. But
you're going to.
When I go to the drive-thru, I pull over right away and eat. I pull over in a parking spot and eat.
Tom, you're shaking your head yes to that?
Yeah, I've done the same thing. I have no patience when it comes to food.
That's why you eat the fries in the bag, though.
No.
Why wouldn't you just go in, then?
To see the people who are eating inside of McDonald's, pass.
Okay, so I'd rather just eat it on the side of the road alone, polygamy style.
Right. Okay. On the side of the road, I pull over in the parking lot.
Oh, okay, so you're just the derelict in the parking lot eating. Okay, got it.
Yeah, it's dangerous to pull over on the side of the road and die that way.
Tom?
Do I do the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just pull over in a parking lot. Like,
okay.
At my old job, I used to have to, like, drive.
All right, you guys are fat kids.
Yeah.
I try to get back home, but you have handfuls of fries in the bag. That's what I do.
But then you're low on fries.
Running out of fries, getting home and not having any fries because you ate them all in the car is not great.
I mean, how many fries are we eating in the drive back?
Potentially all a lot.
Yeah, well, probably all.
And also, then you just get two fries. You need to have road fries and home fries.
I don't really eat fries.
Oh, my God.
I eat fries.
Just stop it.
I eat fries when I'm done and I'm like, okay, now I want to get sick. Like I'm full. I'm satiated. Now I want to get sick.
Tom, you're in on this
too?
No,
I agree on that too. I'm not a big fries guy. It's just there to like eating. But if I could take like two burgers, I would take.
That's
that
what
over.
I do. I usually get the meal and then I get a sandwich off the dollar menu. And then like a junior bacon cheeseburger or something on those lines.
Right.
And I have both of those.
McDonald's fries you're not fucking with?
I mean, look, I'm going to eat them, but it's just they're not.
I think they're overrated. I think it's like.
Wow. That's crazy. That's honestly one of the craziest things that's ever been said on the show.
No.
McDonald's fries are overrated?
I just sat through some crazy stuff.
Literally in the past 7 minutes, something has been. Well, anyway, this dude in Ireland, he's not talking about eating bag fries. He's saying getting behind the wheel of a car after a big meal, the same way getting behind the wheel of a car after drinking, is a problem. He says it's actually as dangerous as drunk driving. He's proposing that you get a ban, like, you know, the same, like the same sort of point system on drinking as if you were just eating.
How do you
he says
that?
You're more likely to fall asleep after eating a big meal, which is a fact.
Yeah, it's a fact, but I shouldn't be doing anything after I eat. And I don't want
to
be.
They tell you not to eat, to swim, right?
Right.
Don't get behind the wheel of a car either.
Don't swim. It's just, I don't want to do anything but lay there.
Yeah.
So I get it. It makes sense. It makes perfect sense. I don't understand how something like this goes about being tested. Like, what do you mean there should be tests? How are you going to test how full I am?
That's tough. They got to, like, x-ray your belly like a shark.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
You know, and they're like, oh, look at that license plate in that shark's belly. They look in there with John. It's like, well, that dude has had several junior bacon cheeseburgers. He's been eating the fries. So he's saying, you know, you have a drink. You don't even realize you're drunk, but you're a little loosened up. You have a big meal. You don't realize you're just dopey and dumb. These are facts.
I don't get dopey. I think this kind of goes to what I was saying before. I get sick.
Because you just eat so fucking much.
Yeah. I get like, I'm hot and sweaty. I would be distracted because I was so ill, not because I was.
Yeah,
you'd
like double over and crash the car.
Yeah.
I think also he wants to just be able to drink and drive. I think this is more about saying the alcoholism is not as bad.
Oh, he's setting a precedent.
Right? I think he's kind of being
this is an interesting development.
Right,
here.
Like, I'd rather just have a few pints, mate.
I like this. That's a good idea. I agree with him on that, too. Like, I'd rather have a few beers than eat every single day of the week. Like, during the summer on the weekend,
these are the signs of alcoholism.
I barely eat during the summer on the weekend.
Yeah, well, summer weekends are just a sprint to the finish with how much booze you can drink and also survive.
Yeah, I'll grab a burger off some random dude's grill.
Like, yeah, it's
while
like
I'm
disgusting,
bar,
right?
Like,
yeah,
sure.
It's like people were probably pissing on that grill a minute ago.
I don't know why they'd be doing that.
Well, let me tell you a little story. When I was like 16 years old, we used to go to this bar called Scholars on North Avenue, and it was $10 to get in, and it was all you could drink, and there was a grill in the back where people were making food, and the food was for free. And so we would go with $10, just a single $10 bill, and you could drink and eat all night long. And people used to eat these like disgusting hockey puck burgers and these shitty hot dogs and stuff. And then like one of the guys who I went to high school with was like, oh yeah, like I was here early. I just like pissed all over that. Just to be a dick.
Why would he do that?
Just to be a dick, because then everyone was eating food off of his piss grill.
And that, what a horrible, horrible person.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the worst things that I hated. I hate that kid for life. So that's why I said maybe somebody pissed on that. Because you know what? Maybe somebody did.
Everything.
You can't enjoy anything in life. It's like, oh, here's something you like. Let me tell you a story about when someone literally pissed on it.
Someone pissed or someone rubbed their dick on everything you love.
No such thing as a free lunch, because it might come at the cost of eating someone's piss.
That's
just unfortunate.
Just unfortunate is a good way to put it. Yeah.
So, anyway, don't eat and drive.
What sick, twisted mind would you have to have?
I mean, that's just
so fucked.
I'm
going to piss on this. Just to ruin people's evening.
It's like,
and they won't even know about it. It's
you know
just
what?
Me.
When people are
I'm not even
that's,
ruin,
that's
I'm not
the
ruining
sickest
their
part.
Evening.
That's
they
the
don't
sickest
know
part.
I'm ruining
that
their
guy
evening.
Just gets to sit there and smirk like, yep, I did that. And he's the only one who knows. It's quite literally the phrase, "What? Who pissed in your Cheerios?" Except it's like, who pissed on your hot dog?
That guy.
That dude right there that I went to high school with.
Asshole.
Fuck that dude.
What a bitch.
Wild, huh?
What I like this guy's name, please. I'm gonna have to talk.
I actually, I'm trying to remember it. Like, I can picture the kid's face, but I don't know who it was. But I mean, you know what's funny? After all that, like the rest of the summer, I just watched people eat off that grill all the time, and I knew it. I wasn't about to run around and be like, "Ah, that's a piss burger." I was just like, "That guy doesn't know the deal." It was almost like a club. You're in or out. Like you see a bunch of people around the grill being like, "Nah, I'm good." You'd look at him and be like, "You know the deal."
This is not a club I want to be in.
No, it is a club you want to be in.
I don't want to be in either part of that club.
No, you want to be in the club of people who don't know that do know not to eat off that grill.
I'd probably rather be in the other one.
Eating the piss burger.
Yeah.
What?
I mean,
why would you want to be a part of that club?
Because I would, for the rest of summer, I can't eat. Like, if I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
ignorance
know.
Is bliss.
Yeah.
That is the lowest example of ignorance is bliss I have ever encountered.
Everyone knows after one grill use, the piss burns off. So
that
really,
does actually sound scientifically pretty on point to me.
You won one night. and then they won the rest of the summer. Because the grill got cleaned, but no one really, you never really thought about that. You kind of just kept being like, oh, it's too tainted. That grill got cleaned with bleach. Grill was fine.
I mean, it was a grill at a bar for like 15-year-olds. Probably didn't get cleaned.
They got cleaned.
But the fire cleaned it.
Yeah. And then it's like when you boil something, you know, like.
Yeah, it kills all the germs.
So, those germs were all dead soon. So those people were all enjoying delicious burgers. I'd much rather be in their club than yours.
Well, agree to disagree. Because I was in the one club, and it was pretty solid to be in that club. God, that place was the best. Scholars, $10 all you can drink, and there were piss burgers everywhere. It's a beautiful place. Man,
did that
I'll
place
never
just
forget.
Shut down? You blog about that recently?
No, that's Sue's Rendezvous, the strip club in Mount Vernon, where there are just C-section scars galore.
I feel like those are really hot in the streets.
C-section scars?
Yeah, I feel like that's like one of the big complaints about all bad strip clubs.
Yeah,
like,
big time.
Speaking of bad strip clubs, Jennifer Lawrence, fuck that, man. What was that all about?
How about, though, when she was, like, just on her hands and knees, bending over? That kind of did it for me.
I don't know if I saw that part.
Like, towards the end, she's,
like,
so
know,
fucked up.
Jennifer Lawrence was at Beverly Hills Club
she
in Austria.
She was so blacked out.
Wasted, stripping, taking her top off.
She was trying to pole dance, not good at it. Did not appear to be one of those poles that spin, because she, like, got stuck on it.
I bet Austria doesn't have the spinning poles.
They're real deal Holyfield.
They're true. They don't do any PEDs.
She could not dance. She could not pole dance. But at one point, she was just on her hands and knees, and she was like looking back at it. And I was like, "We've seen the fappening."
Seen the fappening. She was covered in cum.
Covered, allegedly.
It's too much.
That was not a very hot performance, but that's the sort of girl. When you're having drunk sex, I might fly out of the bedroom into the living room and just be like, oh, hey, I'm here.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, she looked like she was getting, like, she does not say no very often. In that state, like, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Do whatever you want to me.
Right. I'm okay with that. We keep it moving here on our current events. We got people in Melbourne are now emailing trees. 77,000 trees in Melbourne have been assigned emails, and people are writing emails to these fucking trees. Dear Green Leaf Elm, I hope you like living at St. Mary's. Most of the time, I like it too. I have exams coming up, and you should be busy studying, and I should be studying. You don't have exams because you are a tree. I don't think that there is much to talk about, as we don't have a lot in common, you being a tree and such, but I'm glad we're in this together. Cheers.
Shit makes me so mad.
Hey, it's me again. I just got my marks from last semester back. On a completely unrelated note, how do you deal with the constant and relentlessly soul-crushing pain of disappointment after disappointment, that characteristics of our lives on Earth? You must be very old. I mean,
that's a good point. That's a good email.
You gonna write that email? Why don't you fucking write an email to the tree too?
I'd write that email.
You fucking
see if the
dick.
Tree's got any points about soul-crushing life on Earth. I was thinking about that.
I'll tell the tree about that. I'll school that tree on soul crushing life.
I was walking around the other day. I was walking home from the office, and I saw someone putting on suntan lotion, and it just like hit me what a crazy idea that is. Like, on our life on Earth, there's this star in the sky that's trying to kill us.
Yeah, like if you don't put on protection, it will just kill you.
It's trying to kill you. Every time you go outside, there's something in the sky trying to kill you. That's crazy.
Yo, and people are wondering why I'm pessimistic about life. How about just being outside could kill you? How about that, motherfuckers?
She was like, oh, the sun's out. Time to start, you know, gotta start wearing suntan lotion for the next few months. And I was sitting next to her. I was like, holy shit, she's right.
And how
that
about the fact
will murder you?
That will also just sit there and just slather that shit on, rather than just be like, gonna sit somewhere with the shade. Just go inside.
Well, yeah, the shade doesn't tan you, and like and, I'll and die. And I'll
there
die.
Lies
to look
the problem.
For a few months.
Definitely, cancer.
If melanoma came with like two shades, darker skin tone,
sign me up.
Yeah,
but melanoma's not even like a thing. I feel like they can like just slice that out here and there.
Just,
you're good
just
to
cut
go.
It off.
Yeah, yeah, just, you're good. Now you look sexy. You're hot. You're tan. I'll take that trade.
Any day. Also, if you email trees, you're stupid.
I mean, what kind of a fucking asshole do you have to be to send an email to a tree? That's some Australia shit.
Like that happy. Second one seemed like she was being funny. Like that seemed like a joke. Even the first one, like, oh, we don't have much in common as we're not trees. Like I thought they were gonna be like hippie letters, like love letters. Like, I'm so sorry that people are cutting you down. Blah blah blah. Like, this seems to be like people are like, I'm fucking bored. I'll just email those stupid ass.
Are you and your fellow English elms enjoying the Ashes series as much as we are in England, talking to a tree about a television show?
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of that's a joke. Like,
oh, yeah, such a fucking funny joke with that huge audience.
Look, I'm not saying Chappelle's writing these emails, but, like, it's not people who are actually seriously, like, I'm going to communicate with this tree on a spiritual level. It's kind of like, I'm fucking bored. I'll just fuck with this fucking tree.
I mean, you're still just the biggest asshole. 77,000.
I'm surprised it's that low, because there are way more than 77,000 assholes.
Assholes,
in the world.
Mostly are
the, you ever cut down a tree?
No, I'm not goddamn Abe Lincoln.
I cut down
George Washington. Which one of those guys cut the tree down?
George Washington cut down the cherry tree.
Why did he do that? Because he couldn't tell a lie?
No.
That's Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln couldn't tell a lie.
Why did he cut down the tree?
I thought that was George Washington that couldn't
tell a lie. George Washington cut down. I don't know why he did it.
I don't think he did it
historian.
Because he couldn't tell a lie. I think he did it and then told his dad.
Fucking little bitch.
I don't know.
I mean, who rats on themselves like
he
that?
He made his teeth with it.
Now that's true.
True fact.
As we talk about the first president, let's talk about the current president. Donald Trump rolls up in Saudi Arabia in what has to be one of the greatest, like, record scratches moments of all time. Like, talk about rolling into a party where you're not wanted. DJ rolls into the Middle East being like, I didn't want any of you motherfuckers coming into my country. I'm going to come to yours, but you cannot come to mine. That's fucked up.
It's super fucked up, yeah. It's, but he must love it. Like, they're not allowed to protest there. It's like the first day in the last, I don't know, 2 years, whatever his campaign started, that he hasn't had to deal with protesters.
And he still backed out. He dropped out of it because of exhaustion, which I know is a phrase, like exhaustion, but the thought of Donald being like, these Middle Easterns are just exhausting. I am out on these guys. Someone, you know, send Pence in there. I can't do it anymore. Yeah, go ahead, babe. You get in there. Oh, let me send the white blonde woman in. They'll love that one. I'm going to go lay down. I mean, you're honestly sending your wife to your daughter to her potential death right there.
I like how he didn't use, what was the phrase they always got on Obama for not saying radical Islamic terrorism?
Yep.
And they were saying that all the time during the campaign. Like, and we'll say it. We'll say radical Islamic terrorism.
And what are they saying?
He got there. He ain't saying it no more.
No, he's not.
That's like alone in your car rapping the N-word.
Yes.
You get around a black kid, you're like, I'm going to shut my fucking
mouth.
Dude,
that is
this.
Donald Trump to a T, saying the N-word in a rap song by yourself, not in front of your black friends. That is Donald Trump summed up in a fucking nutshell right there, man.
Like, I am not saying that anymore.
There was the video of Melania, too, trying to hold his hand. And he slapped it away. And
I actually got
she slapped it away. Sorry,
I just got scared for that video. I was like, he's gonna beat the shit out of her because that was a bad,
that was
look.
A bad look. There's two schools of thought. One is that, like, maybe they're not supposed to hold hands in the Middle East, and that's why she's
people they were with were holding hands.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so that's
the other couple
out.
Was.
So she just fucking hates his guts. My other school of thought, my boy Rear Admiral tipped me off to this. This guy Claude Taylor. On Twitter, he's not verified or anything, but he's got like 160,000 followers, and
it's okay to not be verified,
right? You can still be trusted sometimes. He worked for three different presidential campaigns, so he's like in the mix.
Yeah.
He just said, for what it's worth, I heard that they were divorced, they had their papers finalized, settlement agreed upon prior to the election, and then he won, and they were like, oh fuck, which seems entirely plausible.
Yo, can you imagine how? Yeah, I mean, look, that makes perfect fucking sense.
Right, like, that's the front
not,
runner.
I'm not living with you in D.C. I'm gonna be some hottie in New York.
Right, like I signed up to be a trophy wife, not the first lady,
right.
And certainly not with your old ass. I'm out.
Makes sense.
It's the leader in the clubhouse for my story.
It's like straight out of Scandal. Remember, like, they couldn't get divorced.
Yep,
in Scandal.
Yep.
What
unfortunately,
would you, what
Donald
would you
Trump.
Do? Like, if you were out. You knew you were out, and then your wife was like, I need 4 more years.
Dude, the thought of just becoming president is terrible. Imagine being president, and you thought you were going to have an ex-wife, and you just stay with her. That is the worst double whammy I've ever seen in my life.
It seems like she's the one who's being forced to stay.
Correct. So, I mean, yeah, we're flipping it here.
Right.
But, like, Well, either way, he doesn't want a wife, but he needs a first lady.
Right, right.
So dude, he probably wants out too.
Dude, I don't. I think I'd kill. I honestly think I'd kill myself.
John, I know, you are president of the United States. What are you gonna do next? I gotta kill myself.
I know that's my answer to a lot of problems, but I think
that's the Louis C.K. You can do it once. This might be the time to do
I
it.
I think that's the one you pull the trigger
when it's president and a consul divorce. You might want to end it.
Do it some real fucking dramatic way too. Imagine the president committing suicide.
Oh, that'd be the best.
Get assassinated.
That would be
by fucking self
believable. I need that to happen.
Dude, that would be
Donald Trump kills himself. With a note that's like, I never wanted to be president anyway, you motherfuckers.
you goddamn idiots.
Yeah. What were you thinking? Now I have no choice but to kill myself.
And you just didn't get the joke. What the hell? Now I have to live this fucking life because you people are too dumb to get a joke.
He's gonna have a long 4 years if there's fake divorces and shit already in place.
Yeah, I would say
just wait until the news that he wants to sleep with Ivanka comes out. That's gonna be real bad.
It hasn't been the smoothest start. I don't know how he's gonna do.
Donnie's not exactly killing it. Speaking of killing it, who is killing it? These African fucking elephants. Johannesburg. We go to South Africa. A professional big game hunter died when an elephant fell on him. An elephant and a cow. That's just double whammy there. Elephant cow. That's what it is. That's a thing.
Oh.
Elephant cow. What do you think an elephant cow is? Do you think that's like a baby elephant, or do you think it's like a cow that's like looks like an elephant?
I think it's a baby elephant.
That would be my guess too, but they're probably still pretty fucking big, no?
I think if you get killed by a baby elephant, you're a big old fucking pussy.
I actually would kind of agree with that. I mean, I'm looking at pictures right now of a elephant cow, and it looks like a, you know, it looks.
Please, that thing would even break my leg.
Come on, that thing's like. $175. Give me a break.
It's
so anyway. His friend was getting attacked. Hang on. What's the story? He's such a fucking asshole. This guy. The elephant. Three elephant cows stormed the hunters and shot. And then the guy shot at them. A fourth cow stormed them from the side, and one of the hunters shot her. And the elephant lifted the girl with her. With the guy with his trunk, and he was shot one more time, collapsed, and fell on top of this big game hunter. Curtains.
It looks like a cow elephant is just a female elephant.
Got it, like a cow.
Yeah, cow and a
cow, a bull cow.
Yeah. I don't know what.
No, the opposite.
Yeah. The. What was I gonna say? Yeah. I actually. I don't mind hunting. I know Dave's a big anti-hunter. I'm pro-hunting. Fucking hunt. I don't give a shit. The outpouring of support for, like, remember Cecil the Lion?
That was ridiculous.
I was so... By the time that whole thing was... Saga was over, I was so happy that fucking lion was dead.
Yo.
Harambe
and Cecil turned me on to Team Humans so much. This situation where you're like, I'm going to go out in the wild and we're going to hunt fucking... elephants. Well, sometimes you lose.
Yeah.
You do it for sport, right? And sports, there's a winner and a loser. So sometimes you're going to lose, and you lost, bro.
Yeah, you lost.
I'm not going to cry for you.
No, I'm not. Don't get me wrong. I'm not crying for this guy either. But I also wouldn't cry if he killed
the elephant.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's why the outpouring of love for Harambe drove me so crazy. It's like, you don't give a shit about a dead gorilla. You don't.
No.
I can tell you there's another gorilla dead right now. You wouldn't fucking care.
Yeah.
It's an internet craze.
Why did you have to shoot it?
Because it was going to kill an 8-year-old boy. Yeah. That's why. You fucking assholes.
Don't get me wrong. I do think, like, zoos are depressing. Like, I would, Harambe was lucky, I think. I'd feel worse for Harambe if he continued to live.
Well, maybe those guys, because they're, like, stuck in a pretty small container and they run around and shit. But, like, I went to the zoo and I saw rhinoceroses. They were just sitting, chilling. They were loving it. They're not going to go running around like it's a cheetah or something. They just need a little bit of space and some food. Living in the middle of the Bronx is a little weird, but
yeah, it's pretty fucking weird. I'd be like, I'd rather be at home with my friends.
I'll live in the zoo right fucking now. This is like a zoo for humans. You could just sit there. Think about it.
I've processed it.
Like somebody,
I'm out.
Somebody
I'm
making
out
you food. Zoo. Someone like just taking care of you, making sure you're in good shape, and you just hang out. It's like having a maid, a housekeeper.
Yeah, but you live at the housekeeper's house.
For free.
And people watch you at all times. Where are you going to come?
Bro, where do you think we are right now?
Yeah, I know. Someone actually asked me about that this weekend, what it's like living under cameras house. All the time. And I was like, actually, I don't even really think about it because that was the biggest waste of money ever. Like, when have those cameras ever been used? Once? Twice?
Well, it is funny, though, because the new guard just does not seem to understand that they're constantly being filmed, recorded. And everything they say can and will be used against them in a court of Barstool.
I don't know any of this, and I'm scared to ask more questions. I don't know what we're talking about.
Plead the fifth. I'm just saying, everybody has to recognize that whatever they do in here ain't going to be too private. The old guys understand it. The new guys don't. We keep it moving here. Science says, a little scientific knowledge for you, John. Sex interest is lower for dudes in dirty homes. I don't give a fuck about a dirty home, do you?
Wait, no. I think it says if your house is dirty, if your apartment's dirty, you don't really care about sex.
Correct.
Yeah.
I guess there's a correlation, like between the type of people.
Yeah. No.
But I don't think I'd ever be like, my house is dirty. It's because my wife's not cleaning it. I'm not going to have sex with her. It's going to be like, I don't care to have sex with her. I don't care about the dirty apartment. I just don't care about things.
Is this about people in relationships or just like...
An unkempt home may be a stressor that reduced interest in sex.
I do that. Everyone does that. Like, yeah, it definitely is. Because like the funniest thing with Gaz, I know when Gaz is going... Because Gaz is such a fucking weirdo. Gaz, like, when he decides he's going to go out, he has to go out right away. So, like, when Gaz goes out on Fridays, he can't even go home. Like, I have to take home his laptop because, like...
He's got to go right from work.
I go right to the bar. And I know when I wake up and I go to the shower, because Gaz leaves work earlier because he has to start pretending he's working. So when I go take a shower, I walk by his room. If his door's open, he makes his bed when he's going out. Just so if someone should happen to come home. It's they come into a made bed. No other fucking nights is Gaz making. No,
no
mornings.
No,
is Gaz making
you know what? I hate the guy. I can't quite hate on the move though.
No, it's a good move.
You know why? It's a good move for a couple reasons. For a guy like Gaz, who is just always fucking some random piece of ass, it's probably just a logical thing to do. But for anybody else, that right there is like a confidence builder. That's like one to grow on. Like, I'm making my bed because I'm going out and I'm finding someone tonight. The only reason I'm going to make my bed is if I'm going to get laid. So let's start off on a positive fucking note.
See, I'm the exact opposite. I'm like, I'm not getting
laid. Set the bar real low.
I'm like, why the fuck would I make my bed? I'm not having sex tonight.
But I can't tell you how many times. Well, probably a couple. I can't tell you how many times. I would like text my roommate or call my roommate and be like, can you make my bed real quick? I'm like unexpectedly coming home. So like never in a million years did I think I need to make my bed. So like get in there and clean it up because my room's a fucking mess. That happened like twice.
I'm king of the, it's not usually like this. Like, oh, forgive the mess. It's not usually.
And that's also.
It's like that all of the time.
If you stick around, babe, you're going to see it like this quite often.
I used to make beds a long time ago. In a relationship, I would make beds, which is insane.
No, I think it's. I mean, I have to now, or I don't hear the fucking end of it.
Yeah, because I'm always the last out of bed, so like I would make it.
Yep.
I hate it every
fucking. The worst!
It takes 45 seconds.
No, it's the worst. It takes 45 minutes. It's the worst.
No, it's so quick.
It's painful.
Because I wouldn't. There's a difference between making a bed and a made bed.
And just throwing, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so like I was making it a presentable made bed.
I hear you.
And it was like. It would honestly take under a minute, and I was just like, I would just like swear to myself.
No,
the whole time.
The first second you have to walk around to the other side of the bed, that's it. I'm out. If you can't do it in like one
see,
the throw.
The bed in question, I wasn't even able to walk around it, so I had to crawl because it get up against the wall. So that's even harder.
That's
you gotta like
crazy.
Crawl and stuff it.
And then you're trying to pull it, but you're on top of it?
It's, oh
my God.
It is the fucking worst.
And then actually making a bed is quite literally the worst physical thing to do in the world.
Yeah.
When you have to lift the mattress, tuck in the thing, fold it down, pull it up. Absolutely not. I'm out on that 1,000%.
That's why I sleep like a crackhead. That's why I don't even have any of these things.
Just a dirty mattress on the ground.
No, I have a bed frame. And,
oh, good.
I have a cover sheet or whatever you call it. But then after that, I got nothing.
Yeah, that's still pretty crackhead.
It's super. That's why I was the one who said crackhead. It's definitely crackhead. It's just
my wife then will be like, "Don't you love getting into a made bed?" I'm like, "It's a little bit better."
Is it?
Yeah, like if it's nice and clean and done, I'm like, that was better than getting into a fucked up bed, but not worth me doing that.
No.
Not worth me like working out to get it that way. Fuck out of here. Bottom line is I think that if you're just kind of like lazy enough that your house gets dirty, you're probably lazy enough that you're like, I don't really need to have sex.
Yeah.
Just a personality trait here.
What's up? I'm John. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, like is this good enough? If it's not, done.
It definitely makes sense. I'm just like, I'm not cleaning my room. I'm not putting in work talking to someone at a bar. I'm
just indifference to life.
I'm going to just exist.
And hope that someone likes me. I think that's totally honorable to just be like, I'm going to just do me in all of its mediocrity.
Yeah.
And hope that it attracts someone.
A little tip for female readers, listeners. Like, date a guy who's, like, depressed, like me. Because it's the best. I'm going to be miserable all the time. But, like, I'm going to do...
I'll do your shit.
I'll do
and
your
be
shit
miserable
all the time.
Yeah.
It was... I would do anything. I would be like, all right, let's go here. Let's go there. Whatever you want to do. Because I know I'm going to be miserable on the couch. And I'm like, fuck it, it'll make you happy, so I'll just
right,
go.
I might as well.
I'll go be miserable with
I might as well get the
doing
credit, get the brownie points, keep you happy, so that there's maybe a glimmer of hope that I won't be miserable at some point because you'll be in a good mood.
Right.
I mean, I've truly hit that point probably just recently, a couple months ago. I used to, like, dread the weekends because it was like, oh, we're going to have to do this, we're going to have to do that, I got to do this with the baby, that with the baby, blah, blah, blah. All I want to do is sit on the couch, and I just accepted the fact that that's not going to happen anymore. So now I'm like, I'll do whatever.
Yeah.
What's the difference if I'm driving to Home Depot or if I'm sitting at your mom's house or if I'm doing this or that? All of it sucks.
Yeah, let's.
So I'll just do all of it.
Well, yeah. You want to go to your parents? Let's go to your parents. You want to go to dinner here? Let's go to dinner there. You want to go see your friends here? Let's go see your friends. I'm not going to be happy ever.
Until it's time to go to bed. Now to go to sleep, we'll do it again.
It might as well, you might as well be happy.
You know what? That's love.
Yeah.
That's love right there. I'm going to be miserable, so I want you to be happy. Let's get into a little dinosaur talk. Dinosaurs are brought to you by us, by everything that we're doing. Go to kfcradio.com/Saturday. You got all your Saturdays for the boys shirts on sale. It's Memorial Day weekend coming up. The summer is here. You're going to go to your beach towns. You got to rep your hood. You got to rep your town. We got you covered from Newport down to Myrtle Beach to Ocean City.
Duval, all the way down to Florida.
All the way down to Florida, bro. We are covered. With Saturdays are for the boys, go to kfcradio.com/Saturday. And if you're looking for something a little stylish, it's a little something to keep you warm on the beach at night when the sun goes down, our quilted hoodies are on sale now. They are quite literally the fastest selling item that we've ever put on sale in the Barstool store. You can get those at kfcradio.com/hoodie. They're available in black and gray. Run true to size, and they're quilted but a little bit lighter, so they're perfect for like the summertime, like I said, on the beach at night or at happy hour when the sun goes down, and they'll be perfect for the fall. We put them only at like $60, I think. So go to kfcradio.com/hoodie, kfcradio.com/Saturday. Breaking news for dinosaurs. This sucks for dinosaurs. Turns out they were just mere minutes away from surviving the extinction.
Call bullshit.
So you versus the scientists.
Yes. And I always make fun of people who disagree with scientists.
Yeah. You do. Because guess what? They're smarter than you.
Because it's silly. Having said that, I disagree with the scientists.
The day the dinosaurs died is a BBC two-part a BBC Two documentary that was filmed across three continents in the past year. And they said the rock would have avoided an area made up of primarily limestone and evaporated ocean sediments, which was rich in carbon dioxide, sulfur, and deadly gypsum. Due to the Earth's rotation, if that fucking meteor was just a little bit later, it would have probably landed in the ocean because of the Earth's rotation. The Earth would have just rotated out of the way, and that meteor...
Dude, how fucking fast do these scientists think we're spinning?
Let's find out. How fast do you think the Earth is spinning?
Like 4 miles an hour.
That's definitely going to be incorrect. Tom, how fast do you think the Earth is spinning right now?
It's like an unfathomable, like a speed that you can't even picture. It's like 220,000 miles per hour.
Get out of town!
Brendan, how fast do you think it is?
I'm going to take the under on 220,000.
Going Price is Right bullshit on us. What if that
is a thing? I found an article, but I don't know if I trust it. How is this not like just a thing right away?
No one knows. It's impossible to know.
It's more than four, though.
It's not. It's not. If it was more than four, we'd all fall. We'd all be like, you ever been on a twisty, topsy-turvy toy? Not toy. Ride? Dude, it's impossible to keep your balance on that stuff.
To make one complete rotation in 24 hours, a point near the equator of the Earth must move at close to 1,000 miles per hour. So, break that down. That's pretty slow, actually. I thought it was going to be like 100,000.
So we're moving at 1,000 miles an hour right now.
If you're at the equator.
All right. What about where I am?
I don't know.
New York City.
Fucking slower. 860.
Slower up here? So then, probably around four up here.
So then, they said all it takes is a couple of minutes. So what's 1,000 miles per hour broken down in a minute? You got to divide that shit by 60, right? What's 1,000 divided by 60, John? Throw out an answer. Throw out an answer.
I just did.
What is it?
my answer was laughter.
16 miles.
I was going to say 20, so pretty
so
close.
You move 16 miles is pretty fucking, that's a difference in that where that meteor is hitting.
It's not that big a difference. And plus,
I'm actually now with you. Now that we've done the math, I'm like, this is bullshit. Like 16 miles for a meteor to hit. It's like, oh, that over there, the world's going to end. That over there, you're Gucci?
No.
I don't believe that.
Makes no sense. And I've seen big rocks land in the ocean. Deep impact. It still fucks shit up.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have ended their entire existence, apparently. How about here's another question for you, John. The force of the meteor hitting the Earth was equivalent to how many explosions at Hiroshima? We'll go around the table again on this one and everybody answer.
16.
Tom.
25.
Brendan.
1,000.
10 billion.
10 billion?
10 billion atomic bombs hitting the Earth.
All right, so Hiroshima's not even that fucking big a deal. We're off.
That's my takeaway here.
We're good on that one.
Got off easy.
Come on, quit complaining about war crimes and shit, you fucking assholes. Yeah, also, shout out to Earth. Like, I did not think you could survive 10 billion. Like, I thought the Earth would just, explode into dust.
And 10 billion. Billion Hiroshimas. I don't give a fuck where that lands.
Yeah.
It's killing everything.
How would that be better in the water? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it says that the stuff that kicked up from where it hit is really what caused that, like, nuclear winter sort of thing.
Does that stuff still exist? On Earth?
Probably. I don't think that just disappeared. Gypsum and carbon and shit? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we can get dinosaur.
We could easily get dinosaur. It's crazy that we haven't been hit by a meteor yet.
I pray every single
day. We're getting dinosaured by ourselves. That's like
we're just doing it to ourselves. All right, you fucking hippie. You're probably some Brooklyn soligamist too, aren't you?
I'm going to check with the trees.
Just a tough break for the dinosaurs, though. Supposedly. Allegedly. I don't think I believe it. You were fucked either way. I'm with you. I thought that the answer was going to be that we were spinning like 100,000 miles an hour. So in like a matter of a minute, the asteroid would have hit like the other side of the planet. If it was just like... over there, or like basically be like it hit the bottom of Manhattan or the top of Manhattan.
Right.
That ain't enough for me to save the world.
The dinosaurs made it anyway.
What's that?
Dinosaurs aren't.
Well, yeah, that's true. Dinosaurs are still amongst us. Rhinoceros is a dinosaur.
Yep. Everything.
Komodo dragon, dinosaur. Sharks are basically dinosaurs. All that shit, they're still here.
They're just smaller.
Alligators,
all those things.
Alligators are fucking. Anyone who thinks an alligator is anything but a dinosaur. Is such a dumbass.
I mean, that's just as dumb as it gets. Those things are slow-ass fucking dinosaurs. And I mean, a rhinoceros, there's a triceratops with three fucking horns. There's a rhinoceros with two. Those guys are the same thing.
Elephants.
Elephants, done.
Elephants, chickens, or dinosaurs?
I'm not going to go that far.
That chicken that we saw on the Instagram video?
Oh, that's a dinosaur.
Yeah, those things are dinosaurs.
Yeah, the Brahma chicken. Yeah, that's a chicken.
There are some birds who are like ferocious birds. That's a dinosaur.
All right, I'm with you on that, but not just like your average chicken that you eat, like buffalo wings.
So 10 billion Hiroshimas couldn't even kill the dinosaurs.
Come get some, space. Come get some. We will fucking prevail. 10 billion Hiroshimas, you can't even knock us out. Fuck out of here. Shout out to the dinosaurs. Shout out to everybody out there. That's it for today's episode. Feidelberg, last words.
No.